Hello, welcome. This is Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. One of these days, I will set up this podcast with fancy music to bring you in and out, and maybe even to interrupt segments. But not now. Not now, because right now, there's a lot going on. I have a lot of things to think about. And I thought today I would talk to you about what it's like when you just have so much going on in your head and around you. What can you do when you feel like there's just too much to think about? And this is a pretty simple process. There's really only three steps. And the first step is, out of all of those things swirling around, all of those things you could be doing, all of those opportunities you could be following up, all of those people who might need your help, your advice, your company, what do you want right now? Right now, at this moment, what is that one thing you can accomplish? Do you feel it? Do you feel it? What happens when you move from all of the things you can't do, because you can't do 14 things at once, to just thinking, okay, right, one thing. I can accomplish one thing. And when you know what that one thing is, the next step is to say, right, to do that thing, what state do I need to be in? Because as a regular listener of this podcast knows, to do something efficiently is to do it in the state appropriate to that task. To connect with a small child having a hard day requires a much different state than to lead a competitive meeting where your proposal is up against somebody else's proposal. It's much different than the state you need to be in to just plow through a ton of chores, whether the chores are housework or work. So when you get to that one thing you're going to accomplish now, you say, well, what state do I need? And then you go, what tiny changes can I make in me and around me that will support that state so I can get this one thing done? If you are feeling pulled and pushed and distracted, your one thing might be to answer some emails. You might go, oh, I've got those 5 emails. I've got to get to them. One chunk of time. They're not very long. I just have to do it. Okay. What state do I need to be in to get that done? I need to be calm. I need to be grounded. And I need to be open, because my best emails come when I feel like I'm having a conversation and participating in a conversation, and I can imagine the person receiving this email. So, and you'll notice that you're already following my voice and my thoughts to get into that state of calm openness and productive openness, that kind of openness that comes when you really want to connect with somebody for the purpose of communicating something. And to get into that state, you could follow my voice, but if you were all by yourself, what would you have to change in you to be in that state of grounded openness that leads to productivity? Would it matter how you were sitting? Might you have to rearrange yourself or change chairs? Would your breathing matter? Would you have to move it around so it's higher in your chest or lower in your diaphragm so that you feel your ribs expanding? Would it be the sound of your voice that would be your tiny change, just to soften it a little? Or to be a little clearer in your articulation? What do you need to look at? Do you need a clear vision of the computer or a clear vision of the situation about which you're writing? tiny changes. And notice each tiny change can be a small win. A small win. Because when you make that tiny change, you get closer to that state that's a win, even before the state leads to the productivity that accomplishes that goal, so that there is one less thing crowding your mind. Notice, none of these steps are about fighting distraction. None of them are about building walls. Each of them is about saying, at this moment, what tiny alteration can I make to come closer to that thing I want to accomplish? And by making a series of tiny changes, you create a state that allows multiple things to fall into place at once, so that you simply do the one thing that you can get done at this moment. And as it's done, you're not saying, wow, let's celebrate, this is amazing. You are saying, right, and now, what's the one thing I want to accomplish? And so your day becomes a movement from small wins to bigger wins and back to small wins. And isn't it nice to win? Not just one, but lots. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, wishing you a day of small wins.